since the entire solution now might contain initially debris, proteins that are degraded, RNAs that are degraded, and genomic DNA. Now you need to separate the genomic DNA from the rest. For that, you centrifuge at 10,000 RPM for 10 minutes. After centrifugation, what happens is the DNA is present in the solution. Therefore, you need a supernatant and not the pellet that is formed, which consists of the debris and all the degraded proteins and the RNA. And therefore, you transfer the supernatant to a new collection tube, add 1 ml of isopropanol, and mix by gentle inversion for about 15 seconds. So what did you do? You transfer the solution after centrifugation to another two collection tubes. Like basically you take new collection tubes wherein you add in there 1 ml of isopropanol and add your supernatant and mix and invert the tube for about 15 seconds to carry out proper mixing of the DNA substance, that is the crude DNA that is present. Further, after this, what you do now, the solution has the DNA now, but still you need the DNA purified from another solution. And for that, you centrifuge again at 10,000 RPM for 10 minutes, the same process. And now, since you have centrifuged, the DNA will form a pellet now. And the pellet is now procured and not the supernatant. So what do? You discard the supernatant. After that, you wash to remove the contaminants that are present inside the pellet. It is possible that not only the DNA, but sometimes, say the protein or some DNA molecule, since it has a similar structure or similar size as to the DNA molecule, will also get pelleted out while centrifugation. Therefore, you need to remove all the debris. How do you remove it? You suspend the pellet in 500 ml of pre-wash solution, which will be prepared or which will be given to you. You wash the pellet and you wash in such a way that all the contaminants are removed. Once you wash, after washing, you centrifuge again now. So resuspension is done and not washing and throwing off the pre-wash, because you're just washing it and making sure that whatever is stuck except for the DNA in the pellet is removed by resuspending it in the solution. DNA is present, but now again after centrifugation you get more purified DNA, because all the debris will be soluble in the pre-wash solution. After washing in the pre-wash solution and centrifugation, again at 10,000 RPM for 10 minutes, what you do is you discard now, because now you have the pellet which has purified DNA, and therefore you discard the supernatant, add 500 ml of wash solution again. You repeat the process now of removal of contaminants by washing again. You add the 500 ml again. Basically, now you have 1 ml of the solution. Again, what you do now after that? You air dry the pellet for 10 minutes at room temperature. And again, I think so, there's a step where either you centrifuge or you discard the wash solution now. Or it's air dry the pellet for 10 minutes at room temperature. Air drying is done, basically you remove all the liquid and you air dry the pellet now. You have the pellet in the most purified form because you've done washing and centrifugation and washings. You've been two successful washings. And before that you've done multiple centrifugation steps. Centrifugation for removal of debris, centrifugation for purification of DNA and stuff like that. So after this, what you have to do is, now you have to elute the DNA. So DNA elution. So how is that done? Resuspended. What you did is resuspend the pellet in 100 ml of elution buffer. Now another substance that you use is elution buffer. You resuspend your pellet in elution buffer and incubate the system at 55 degrees Celsius at a raised temperature for 10 minutes, so that the DNA gets eluted properly in the solution. Again, you centrifuge it for 10,000 RPM for 10 minutes, and then transfer the eluted DNA in two new tubes now. this is it. What you did the last time? You just suspended the pellet in 100 ml, that's it, of elution buffer. You incubate it at 55 degrees Celsius for 10 minutes and then centrifuged at 10,000 RPM for 10 minutes and transfer the eluted DNA into new tubes. That was the last step. After transferring the eluted DNA into new tubes, you get your age for confirming whether you have got DNA or not. It's carried out by separation technique we're studying. So that's it from my side. Thank you so much.